recording, and oh, I have my hood up because there's mosquitoes.
That sucks.
But I'll put it down if I look creepy.
It's fine.
I look cool.
Let's see.
I just got one of those electronic fly swatters that look like tennis rackets.
Do you have a big fly problem?
Mosquitoes like to sneak in during the evening and steal my blood. But yeah, I hate mosquitoes.
Do you have the door open or the window open?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I have a screen too.
But they get in?
Yeah, I guess they're shaped like tiny squares.
I guess so.
You don't have a bug problem?
I don't really open my windows very much. I guess I have screens. I don't know.
Do you have central air? Or do you have
no. I have an AC box, but hello, everybody. I have like a... Maybe it's because I'm higher up. I'm on the third floor. You're on the first floor or second floor?
Yeah. Right in the backyard. It's where the mosquitoes like to hang.
That could be it. Welcome. Plus, hello.
I have sweet blood.
Plus that. I don't think I have sweet blood.
Mm. It's all that peanut butter. Alex, you do look like a hacker.
This is the Mr. Robot edition of Dr. Game Show.
I mean, I'd rather you take down the man than get bit by mosquitoes, though, so.
Yeah. I used to watch that show pretty often, but then something stopped. Something stopped in me. What do you think that was? Do you watch it?
I like it. Yeah, mosquitoes are nature's hackers. Mr. Robot got good, though. There's one episode where it was one shot. Allegedly, and it was intense.
One shot?
Just one take.
Man, a very impressive thing to do.
And chaos was happening.
Well,
I can't even record an ad in 10 takes.
I bet if you got cast in Mr. Robot, you'd get your act together.
Oh, maybe. I'd have to take a one-take coach.
Big TV directors would teach you.
Is that what they do? They're good acting teachers?
Yeah, they take the actors aside and say, listen, you got to get your act together. And then the actors are able to do it in one place.
Have you ever been hassled by a director?
Hassled?
Like, hey, come on, Joe, memorize your lines.
I've been chastised before, yes.
Oof.
But I usually have my lines memorized.
That's good.
But I've been taken aside. Oh, believe me. Well, Manolo, hey. I guess should we?
Can I add one more thing about the directing thing, being taken aside?
You don't want to start the show yet.
Well, I'll do it real quick.
Okay.
So, like, one of the main things, if you could guess. Why I'm taken aside. Do you know why? They tell me to talk a lot faster.
Oh. Well, you should obviously be a part on Joe Parra Talks With You, where they talk slower than ever before. You know, almost like a page.
They tell them to chill out?
No, I mean, they want you to talk slow as can be. You know how like a page of script is equivalent to a page of like a minute?
Yeah.
It's I think it's a half a page is a minute.
Wow.
For us. So that's your type of show.
Yeah.
Director. Oh my god. Okay, so maybe we'll write you in as I don't know, maybe a podcast host. What other
car salesman?
Yeah, car salesman. That's really nice. Welcome to Dr. Games. Are you done?
Do you want to keep talking about?
Okay.
I tried to tell my point really quick, but I guess I'm
right. Slow. Then we're stuck. Anyway, so this is a Dr. Game show. It's a show where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them with callers and sometimes in studio guests. And
it's gonna be fun, guys.
I guess it's gonna be fun. It feels pretty goofy to be doing this goofy of a show in times of radical change, but I guess I don't really know how to validate it, but I guess it's...
Well, it's like sometimes you need an hour to rub your temples, and I usually use an episode on a streaming network to rub my temples and then get back into it.
I suppose this is a rub your temples moment, so yeah, that's... Thanks, Manolo. Yes, so with that said, we're going to play some games. If you have an idea for a game, we always love to hear it. We might not play it, but we always love to hear it. It's drgameshow@gmail.com. That's DR.
Gameshow.
Yeah, @gmail.com. And then we will, that's how it goes. And then at the end, you vote on a game that you like the best, and that game we will play next time. I think that's about it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, Manolo, how are you doing?
I'm good. I have to use sunscreen again now that I go outside.
Oh, right. You're going outside. Okay. Yeah. That's good for you. I heard that's very good for you.
Do you use sunscreen all year around?
I never use sunscreen.
Okay.
I went to Mexico and I didn't bring sunscreen.
What happened? Once.
I just didn't think to do it. I never wear sunscreen.
But did you get like burnt and tanned?
Of course I got burnt. Of course I did. It's bad.
No.
Bad example. Don't listen to me. I'm a bad example. But
okay.
You should wear sunscreen. I think that's probably one of the easiest things you can do to prevent
flaky
illness. Yeah. But don't listen to me. I'm practically a lizard. So this is we're gonna start the show with you still don't have the theme song, right?
No, I checked and I don't have the theme song on me. And I don't know how to use the search function.
Well, yeah, if that's the case, I guess the only thing to do is to turn to everybody on the Zoom to sing a version of the theme song. I guess that's the only thing.
The version.
The only thing we can possibly do. So I'm going to unmute everybody, and if you could just go ahead. Here we go. 5, 6. You want to count them off? Yep.
All right. 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Ring, ring on the telephone. It's Joe.
Firestone.
Do you want to play a game?
Okay, there we go. That is just quite enough for me. That felt just right.
That was pretty accurate.
Yeah, that seemed accurate. I think Big
Huge. The most accurate version.
Big Huge would be honored with that rendition. They probably would think that's what our band sounds like, what you all just did. So that's what they probably think of their musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Brooklyn of all places. Okay. So this is we're gonna play some games. I think that's we have to read a Jumbotron, and so you'll bear with us for that if that's all right. And then and that's about it, right, Manolo?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I have been asking you to call me ma'am for years, and never did you do it until this moment. So thank you so much.
No problem. Sir.
Okay. You ready? I'm excited for this first game.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. This first
Which
game
one is it?
Well, so you were just excited for the first game in theory.
Well, it's like kind of birth order. I'm more excited for the first kid.
And which are you, just in the for your family?
The middle.
Yeah, it's okay. It's
my older sister is like the best, the most I'm excited about.
All right. Well, listen, the game is called Dr. Rooms.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. It's submitted by an 11-year-old named Natalie from Maryland. So take it away with a theme song. Do you want someone to help you?
Yes, please.
Who would like to help Manola with the theme song for Dr. Rooms? Okay, Liz and Charlotte from, it looks like, Portland. Yeah?
Hey, okay. Y'all.
Let's hear from you.
All right.
Hi.
Dr. Rooms. Can you hear this? Oh, wait, you have a thing. All right.
Whoa! What is that? Could you describe that thing for the podcast audience?
It's a baby piano.
A baby piano. Wonderful. When a piano and a piano love each other very much, they, yeah. I get it. Okay, here we go.
I have a teenager piano.
What's your name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte. And then who's this next to you?
I'm Liz.
What's your dynamic here?
I am her mother.
Oh, nice. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Take it away. Doctor Rooms, Doctor Rooms, in your rooms, don't clean your rooms, because all the janitors will do it, and you just did a good job in surgery now.
Yeah. Wow. What an incredible collaboration musically.
Good work, Charlotte.
Can we see that little baby piano one more time?
Aww.
Wow.
And my mom has a shaker.
Oh, like a little egg. Well. Well, thank you for helping us. We will call back on you again. Here's how Dr. Rooms works. Okay, this is what Natalie writes. My name is Natalie and I'm 11. I would like you to know that I'm not a saboteur. I actually like your podcast and find it funny. Now it seems like she's just being sarcastic. But okay, my game is called Dr. Rooms. The game is about room guessing. This is a two-player game. Manolo and Joe will switch being the person who plays. Here are the rules. The caller picks a room in their house. Cannot be a room like Cat Den or something stupid like that. I love Natalie. Okay. They do not say it out loud. If they do, then Joe gets a custom magnet and the caller does not. Natalie rules. Then they say one word that tells something they don't like about the room, and one word that tells something they do like about the room. For example, for kitchen, you might say dishes, food. Manolo or Joe tries to guess the room they are thinking of. If they are correct, then the caller gets a custom magnet or similar prize, such as French's mustard. Extra rules. Mud room is allowed.
What's
movie
that?
Room is allowed.
What's that?
Patio or porch is also allowed. Oh, shoot.
What?
Joe and Manolo do not tell the callers the extra rules. I apologize for that, Natalie. I really have to read in advance.
Yeah, okay. I think that was Natalie's fault. She put it out of order.
Listen, Natalie's my hero, but so you're going to have to think of a room in your house, and you say one word that you do like about the room, one word you don't like about the room.
No, it's the other way. One word that you don't like about it, and then one word that you do like.
What did I say?
The reverse. Right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So that you switch it, reverse it. You understand? Okay, and then we will guess the room. All right? Got it? Who would like to go first? Oh my gosh. Well, listen, I'm going to talk to Guy in Japan, and then Liz and Charlotte are on deck. Guy.
Hello.
You're in Japan?
I am, yes.
Where in Japan?
In Nagoya, Japan.
Are you? It's the what?
I'd say it's not. It's between Osaka and Tokyo.
Are you in an apartment?
I am.
Don't tell us, and don't tell us anymore.
Is it tiny?
No, don't answer that. Okay. Guy?
Yes.
Tell us your two words, please.
Okay.
Too small.
Okay. Hot and soft.
What?
Hot?
Hot. No, hot, like H-O-T.
Oh, hot.
And soft. Hmm.
Wait, who's guessing? Joe's guessing.
No, okay, great. Thank you so much. Okay, so I'm going to guess, okay, my first is to go ahead and say turtle shell, but I know that's not correct, so I'm going to go with...
Because they're cold-blooded.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly why I wouldn't say that. So I'm going to go ahead and say bedroom.
It is not the bedroom.
What is hot and soft? Manolo, do you know it?
I think so. The dryer.
Is that a room?
No.
I guess so. To cats.
Cats.
It's not the dryer.
Daredevil cats. No. No.
It's not the dryer. And it's not the bedroom. It's hot and soft.
Upon reflection, those might not have been the most helpful clues.
Guy, what is the room?
It's the kids' room.
Huh?
The kids' room is... there's a big window and the sun beats in there, so it's really hot. And I don't like it.
Uh-huh.
And then the floor is matted, so like it's soft, so you don't injure yourself.
All right. Mm. Well, that all makes sense in retrospect. All right, Guy, off to a pretty rough start with Guy, but I have a feeling that we could get it back on our feet. Thank you, Guy, for starting us off.
You're welcome.
Is it Guy or Guy?
It's Guy.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye. Okay, here we go. Let's talk to Liz and Charlotte, the people from the theme song. Okay. Ready?
Our room is smelly but cute.
Cute? Smelly, cute.
Smelly and cute, yep.
Mm. Okay, smelly and cute. Manolo?
The kid's garage.
The kid's garage.
No.
That is a no.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and guess the bathroom.
Sorry, it was our playroom. Because there's a guinea pig. Because we have guinea pigs in our playroom. We would have said guinea pig room, but we can't say guinea pig room, so it's our playroom.
Well.
I was going to say guinea pig room.
I got to say, this game feels awful. Okay, but thank you for playing. Thank you again.
You were a fan of Natalie.
Yeah, I was. But actually, this game is impossible and difficult.
Too hard.
Okay, but thank you, Liz and Charlotte. Thank you very much.
What if the contestants talked about a room in your apartment? And then it would be easier for you to guess.
No, because then that makes me think they've been in here. And that does not feel good. It feels unsettling.
Well, who's to say? You know?
It feels unsettling. I don't want them in here. That feels unsettling. There needs to be boundaries. All right, let's talk to Kyle in Nashville. I saw Kyle. Kyle.
Am I here?
Yeah.
Okay. The first word is a bad word, right?
Yeah.
Ants. The word is ants.
Uh-huh.
And then spacious.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a real turning point, because if we get this wrong, it really feels like we can't keep playing, don't you feel? But if we get it right,
we're just bad guessers.
It's possible.
Right now I would say backyard.
Uh-huh. You think that's the room Kyle's talking about?
Yeah, there's got to be a wall somewhere. You know, if you go out far enough.
Uh-huh. Is it the backyard, Kyle?
No.
Okay, wait, Joe.
This is, I just don't know if we can keep playing this game.
This is
not, Natalie. Natalie.
So you might get this though. If you get it, then we can keep going.
Spacious and ants.
The ants and then spacious.
I don't know where ants go. The breakfast room.
The basement.
All right. I just want to say that it's not about, goodbye, Kyle. Thanks so much for your help. Okay. I just want to say that it's obviously not about winning or losing. Dr. Game Show has never been about that, but this feels bad. You know what I'm saying? Usually, this feels bad.
Usually when I enter a basement, I don't say, this is spacious. Usually
and I don't say, look at those ants.
Usually I say, I want to go home.
Yeah. I want to say, get me out of here. I want to go home. Yeah, and when I think soft and hot, I think of bats, not children.
I think of dryer.
And when I think of smelly and cute, I think of bathrooms, and I do not think of playrooms with guinea pigs. I don't know who's to blame here, but I feel it's our fault. I don't know if it's Natalie. I have to move on. Okay, we're moving on from this game. All right?
Okay.
Sorry, Natalie. It's probably going to get voted on. Don't worry about it. Okay, this game is called Dadgronym. It's submitted by Harvey Rollins from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Dadgronym. Okay. Let's get someone to sing with me.
Who would like to help Manolo in his singing adventure? Okay. Wilder from Birmingham, Alabama. I think I'm trying to. Oh yeah, let me see if I can unmute.
Here we go.
Oh great!
Is that a guitar?
Yes.
All right. It's called Dadgronym. All right.
I'll start.
Ready? Okay, go start. Hey, I like Dadgronym, it's like a cool game. I like Dadgronym, it is kind of the same as
acronyms. I like Dadgronym, it's kind of like acronyms.
Like acronyms. Dadgronym.
What the heck? Oh my god. Wow, we've got some great theme songs today. Wilder, what's going on? Are you a professional?
Yes.
Sweet voice.
Wow.
Well, I'm a stay-at-home dad, since no one's really playing gigs right now. But
sure, sure. Well, consider that was a pretty good gig, I would say.
Thank you.
You serenade your children with that sweet voice and guitar?
They, I think they mostly like get annoyed whenever I play guitar because I'm ignoring them. So
that dad.
Hopefully one day they'll appreciate it.
One day. Okay. Maybe you could sing them Dadgronyms.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like almost it's wow. We really started off strong with Baby Piano and then Wilder, and I don't really know what's going to happen next, but we do play a third game and it's bound to be a letdown. Thank you so much, Wilder. Okay. I hope
one of the contestants is a string quartet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. This is called Dadgronym. Harvey writes, Joe will give a caller a commonly used acronym, and they will have to come up with what an uncool, unhip dad would say the acronym stood for. For example, Joe could say IDK, and the player would respond, "Isn't dad cool?" All right. Cool is spelled with a K. If the acronym explanation is sufficiently groan-inducing, Manolo will say, "Oh, dad," in an exasperated but loving tone. And the player will receive a custom magnet. So, Manolo, this is kind of like your chance to prove if you're an actor or not.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And I only need to memorize two words, so that's perfect.
Do you want to try an exasperated but loving tone?
Okay. Oh, Dad.
It's a little Dad. Scooby-Doo. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, is that what exasperated means?
I don't think Scooby-Doo is exasperated. I don't think that's his main character trait. But I'm wondering if maybe there's a little bit more love. You know, try one more time.
Oh, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. Oh, Dad. That's exactly what I was hoping you would say. And that is really good. Okay. So now, there's more acting to do. If the acronym explanation wasn't good enough to be believable, Manolo will say, "Oh, Dad," in a shocked and disgusted tone.
Okay. Should I try it?
Yeah.
Oh, Dad?
Okay, so it seemed like maybe you were meeting your father for the first time, but that's okay. There's probably a lot of complicated emotions with that, so I'll leave that there. The game ends when Joe decides it ends because she's Dr. Game Show. Now, Harvey, I do want to just clarify that I am not Dr. Game Show. Just for the record, I'm actually not Dr. Game Show. Dr. Game Show is another person.
Was that always the case?
Yeah, I'm not Dr. Game Show. You thought I was?
Yeah, this whole time.
No, I'm not Dr. Game Show.
Then who have I been writing my checks to?
Manolo does pay to be the co-host of this. It's an extension of the UCB program here in New York.
Oh,
come on. All in good fun. It's canceled anyway. It's done. Okay, so we're having a good time. References, understand? Okay, so here we go.
Oh, boy.
Okay, let's see.
That's going to start a Twitter storm.
If we do, we do. When it rains, it pours. Okay, so this is, here we go. So we need the first one. You ready? Who would like to go first? Great. Gigi and Alex in, I don't know, I can't see where you're from. Where are you from?
Rohnert Park. Well, that's where we kind of currently are, so.
Where's Rohnert Park?
It's in California.
Right? Okay.
Oh, is it because you were like went to a parent's house and hunkered down, bunkered?
We're in the process of moving. I just graduated from medical school.
Whoa.
So I'm moving down to Temecula.
What's your specialty game show?
Unfortunately, it's internal medicine. They rejected me from game show.
I'm so sorry. Well, it is confirmed that Gigi and Alex, neither Gigi nor Alex are Dr. Game Show. If you had another sense of who Dr. Game Show is, you can always write to us. We will not write back, but you can always write. Anybody can write to us asking who Dr. Game Show is.
I like the Pikachu.
They're a co-host of Dr. Internal Medicine.
Yeah. So let's see. Here we go. Are you ready? Gigi and Alex, will you be playing as a team or against each other?
Let's play as a team. We're a team in life.
We're a team.
That's awesome. I love to see that. Okay. Here, yours is LOL.
Long old.
What did you say?
I said long old lizard.
So when people are having a grand old time and they say ha 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 LOL.
Yeah, it's referencing the type of person that would find that funny is a long old lizard.
right, of course. This so Manolo, you think that that's a long old lizard's laughing away. Having a grand old time.
Dad.
Okay, so based on that acting, I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Do you want me to say it twice as fast?
Yeah, let's see if it goes faster if we get it.
Oh, Dad.
Okay, Gigi and Alex, what do you think?
I got a feeling of love.
It sounds loving.
Okay, that's a custom magnet for you. That's it. Acting is all about the audience. Thank you so much.
Can I say one thing to Manolo? Mm-hmm. A long time ago, there was an episode where a lot of people said that their dad had the same birthday as you. And people's dads have the same birthday as you.
Like during an episode?
Yeah. My dad also has the same birthday as you, and I wanted to add to that conversation.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you for adding to that conversation. Again, it's a public service announcement. If anyone has the same birthday as February 26th, that's right, yeah?
Yes.
If anyone is dad has that birthday.
You have to be a dad.
Please let us know. That would be huge to continue the conversation. Thank you so much.
I'm putting you on the list.
Wow, Manolo.
Thank you.
If you had a child, maybe they'd turn out like Gigi.
Probably. I'd always be like, you know, marry a doctor. I don't know.
All right, goodbye. Thank you. Okay, that is listen, Manolo. Oh, man. I just thought of you as a dad, and it made me so happy. No.
Really?
Okay, just thinking about it makes me, whoo.
That's good. It didn't make you reach for the phone
or pull a lever. Yeah, no, I was going to pull my dad lever, but I decided not to. I decided to just kind of revel in that image. All right. Let's see. Who would I like to go next? Okay, Rick and Sarah in Philadelphia. Rick and Sarah, here we go. Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, Rick and Sarah, yours is TTYL. TTYL.
That's a tough one.
You could just start. What's the T?
Joe, you put him on the spot.
That's the whole point of this podcast, you feel?
Thank you.
Was it? Share us with us. T?
Take
T.
The.
Why?
Your.
L.
No.
No, take the your.
Wait.
Yeah?
Thanks, Tom. Your lawn.
Okay, that's, yeah. Who knew that was coming out after all that convo lead up? Thanks, Tom, your lawn is, that's exactly where I thought it was going. Perfect.
For his beautiful lawn.
Yeah.
Your lawn. Backyard lawn.
Makes the neighborhood great.
Comma.
Where you would find a long lizard.
Exactly. Well, there's a. What do you think, Manolo? Thanks, Tom. Good lawn.
Oh, Dad.
I can't tell.
Rick, Sarah, what are you feeling? Did you feel love there or disgust?
Mild when he did it, so that felt a little loving.
Loving. Yeah. Well, that's his acting. I'd say you get a custom magnet. Thanks, Tom. You're lawn. Wow. That's a great thing to happen. Let's play it one more time. Let's see, with Justin in Schenectady, New York. Is that right?
Schenectady, New York.
Schenectady. You know I'm going to say it wrong, but how am I going to say it? That's
everyone does.
Okay, Justin. Yours is OMG.
Oboes. Music's great.
Oboes. Music's great.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. That makes sense to me when you're taken aback. You're excited. You say OMG. You're talking about music. You say oboes. Music's great.
Yeah.
I actually went to a symphony once, and when they were done playing, everyone stood up and said, "Oboes, music great."
That does make sense. I went to a band concert the other day, and all the teens were saying, "Oboes, music's great."
So, oh yeah, that famous Beatles clip at the Ed Sullivan show.
Yeah. It seems as a lot of people are. Our producer Alex has said, has even added one. He said, "Off my grass, you kids, get your bikes!" OMG.
Oh, nice. Classic.
Makes sense. Yep. Molly from Flavortown, Ohio said, "Ouch, my gorilla." Of course. Liz and Charlotte say Oregon makes good. Well, to let that mean they're from Portland, it makes sense. Mm. Okay, Rick and Sarah from Philadelphia, you know, from Thanks, Tom, your lawn, say, "Oh, mom's gorgeous." That's coming out of that duo. Incredible. Okay.
That's a classic dad thing to say.
I guess it is. Okay, so what do you think about oboes?
Music's great. Oh, Dan.
Wow, Justin, you're getting a lot of love out of that.
I really feel the love.
Custom magnet for you. Congratulations.
All right.
All right is all right. Really good.
Oh, yeah, you helped donate the thing, right? Yeah. We helped raise some money through my Instagram.
That's great.
Justin was a big donator.
Oh, that's great. Where was the money going?
What was it? Black Lives Matter? Black Lives Matter.
That's great.
So thank you for that.
How did you raise the money, Manolo?
I knew someone whose work was matching and doubling it. And so I was funneling money through that entity, and Justin offered some money, and then it doubled. So it was doubly effective.
That's great.
Through the protest and the cause.
That's great.
See, that's Dr. Game Show, making it work.
That's actually not Dr. Game Show. That's Manolo. Dr. Game Show is a person that we have not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, again, from canon, Dr. Game Show has been.
No, that's an entity.
They're very, I don't know what they're doing, but they're, they actually, do you think that Dr. Game Show has appeared on the podcast or not?
Maybe back in the days when we were starting out, the radio days, just kind of secretly left the room, studio.
Interesting. Well,
took off the shoes and then.
If anybody finds them,
tiptoe.
Let us know. Apparently, yeah. They tiptoe. Okay. Shoes removed. Okay, so this is, we got to do a Jumbotron. Are you ready for that? Nice swallow, classic. Okay, here we go. This one is a message for Joe and Manolo, and it's from Kyle. You ready?
Yeah.
You want to read it?
Is it from the Kyle here?
No, that's a negative.
Mm-hmm. No, okay.
This is from a Kyle we do not see and do not hear. We only read his words. That's the Jumbotron way.
Gotcha.
Here we go.
Wait, you said that it was for Joe and Manolo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha. Okay, do I say it?
That's what I asked you to do a couple minutes ago, but no worries.
I don't remember.
I understand.
Remember when you said you were a lizard because of your skin? I have a lizard brain in as far as memory. I don't know.
I don't think you have a lizard brain. Do you think that a lizard could do art?
Maybe. I mean, sometimes I've done art and then someone would walk up to it and be like, "My lizard can do that." Like, I guess it's not art, or I don't know. All right.
Okay, so, you want to read this?
I'll say it. "Hi, Joe and Manolo. I wanted to reach out and give a big thank you to you both for continuing to host the show throughout everything that's going on. I've been listening to the entire back catalog of Dr. Game Show recently, and it's been one of the few things bringing me laughs in these tough times. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Oh, wait, sorry. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Love, Kyle.
Very nice, Kyle. Thank you, Kyle.
And not the Kyle that's present.
Yes, different Kyle. Okay, then we have one more Jumbotron. This is, okay, this is for Alexi, and it's from Alyssa.
Are you going to read this one?
I can. Okay.
Yeah.
Dear Alexi, are you okay? Where did you go? I miss you. You were a highlight of Dr. Game Show for me. I had a hard year and your words filled me with joy. Is your farm struggling? Did you return to Mother Russia to care for an ailing relative? Wherever you are, if you could start calling me again, it would make everyone happy. And also, we know you're okay. Please come back. Love. You're afraid from far away, Alyssa. And when asked, when is your preferred time frame for this message to air, what did Alyssa say?
As soon as possible, because I need Alexi back in the show.
Okay, so Alexi, if you're listening, get in. Get in and get talking.
Yeah, so much emotion in these Jumbotrons.
I know. You can buy one if you want to. You can buy one and you can spend the money with a message you want us to say.
Where do you go? I choked on powder. You know, powder? Like the sediment in the bottom of your like drink.
Which, what kind of drink?
It's like a chocolatey coffee chai drink mix, and the sediment was at the bottom, and I thought it was a last gulp, but it was just the last wet powder. I try to play it off, and then anyway, where can people go to Jumbotrons? I forget.
I think they can go to maxfun.org/Jumbotron.
Okay.
Hi, I'm James, host of Minority Corner, which is a
podcast that's all about intersectionality. It's hosted by James with a guest host every week,
discussing all sorts of wonderful issues, nerdy and political,
pop culture,
black queer feminism,
race, sexuality,
news.
You're gonna learn your history, their self-empowerment, and it's told by what feels like your best friend.
Why should someone listen to Minority Corner?
Why not?
Oh my god, free stuff.
There's not free stuff.
The listeners of Minority Corner will enjoy some necessary LOLs, but mainly a look at what's happening in our world through a colorful lens.
People will get the perspective of marginalized communities.
I feel heard. I feel seen.
Like you said, you need to understand how to be more proactive in your community, and this is a great way to get started.
Join us every Friday on Max Fun or wherever you get your podcasts.
Minority Corner. Because together, we're the majority.
We are the host of My Brother, My Brother and Me, and now, nearly 10 years into our podcast, the secret can be revealed. All the clues are in place, and the world's greatest treasure hunt can now begin.
Embedded in each episode of My Brother, My Brother and Me is a micro clue that will lead you to 14 precious gemstones all around this big, beautiful blue world of ours.
So start combing through the episodes. Let's say starting at episode 101 on.
Yeah, the early episodes are pretty problematic, so there's no clues in those episodes.
No, not at all.
The better ones, the good ones, clues ahoy.
Listen to every episode repeatedly in sequence. Laugh if you must, but mainly get all the great clues. My Brother, My Brother and Me, it's an advice show, kind of, but a treasure hunt mainly. Anywhere you find podcasts or treasure maps, My Brother, My Brother and Me, the hunt is on.
Here we go. We got this is our last game. So far we've played Dr. Room, Dadcronym, and now this is our last game. It's called Banjo Firestone. It's the winning game from the previous show. Thank you. So this was voted on by the message boards, who really clung onto the word banjo during the last episode. So just to show, you know, how, you know, really. How deep these people are. Okay, they're just saying, oh, banjo, great, let's do it. So this is, the rules are by Johnny Savage from Vista, California. And this is the game of Banjo Firestone. Players suggest a form of entertainment, and Joe gets to ban it if she's not a fan. Unbanned forms win a custom magnet.
Look what Emmy's doing.
What's she doing? Could you describe it for the podcast audience?
So, Alex has a hacker hoodie on, a hoodie, and then Emmy's with him, and she's putting her head in his hoodie also. So there's two heads in a hoodie. Is she doing it to avoid mosquitoes or the sun or just to get closer to her dad? Who knows?
Very cute. This is what you call a Zoom cute. And it's very good. Let's see. Okay, it looks like for the theme song for Banjo Firestone, it looks like Molly from Flavortown, Ohio brought her banjo. You want to play? Would you want to do the theme song with Molly?
Sure.
Okay. Here you go, Molly.
Hey, Molly.
All right. Hey, I haven't played this in like a month and a half, so it'll be fun and good. Great.
Which banjo Firestone? We gotta get her out of this MSG stadium. She's causing a ruckus in this concert. She is yelling oboes. Music's great.
Well, that was exactly how I thought that last theme song was going to top the other two. That's exactly what I thought. Molly, thank you for elevating it with your banjo skills.
Yeah. Good work, Molly.
Okay, good work, Molly. Here we go. So you have to suggest a form of entertainment. I would say, you know, really go to anywhere you want with it. And if I don't ban it, you get a custom magnet. So we're going to try to do a lightning round where everybody gets to go. Does that sound good to you, Manolo?
Yeah.
Would you like to be the one to ban things?
Can I make a sound effect whenever you ban something?
Yeah, or that's great. I think that's great.
Does this sound? Oh, wait.
What?
Hold on. Is that a sound effect?
That's a sound effect. What's that one mean?
Unbanned?
Okay, and what's the other one mean? What's that?
That's banned.
Okay, I think we'll keep that straight. That seems easy enough. Okay, here we go. We're going to go through everybody. Let's talk to Hannah in PEI, Canada. Hannah, what's the entertainment?
Rat drag.
What?
rat drag. Yeah.
People who have rats, they all get together with like little clothes, little closets, and like little lipsticks and wigs, and the rats wear drag and lip sync for their lives.
For their lives.
You're first, Hannah. You're first, and you said rat drag? What is this game going to be? Okay, what, Manolo,
you raised the bar.
You make the call on rat drag.
All right.
What's that one? That's good?
Unbanned, right?
Way to go, Hannah. You're getting a custom magnet. Really good. Okay, let's talk to Luke in Monterey, California. Luke?
Hey, Manolo. Hey, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hey, Luke. Hey, Manolo, is that a green screen behind you?
Yeah, I'm in my studio.
Nice. I like the flags, too.
Hey, Luke, thanks. Luke, this that is a lightning from, round, so if you could just...
We did a library show, and the people who produced it made it for us. This was years ago.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay,
before our ear hold on to it. Yeah. Luke. I had to dig it out.
Sure. Did.
Luke, ma'am is talking, too.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
How about like miniature modeling, you know, like out of clay and things?
As a form of entertainment?
Sure. I hear it's very meditative.
To watch others do it?
I've watched others do it, and yeah, it's, you know, you can make anything. You can make little figurines or fruits or vegetables to roast.
I thought it was going to be like miniature modeling being like rats doing a fashion show.
Yeah, you could do a whole like diorama, and then you can like, you know, move them around and put on a rat drag out of miniatures you yourself have made.
Uh-huh. Well, Manolo, what's the call on that one? Wow, Luke, unbelievable. Yay. You're getting a custom magnet. Goodbye. Okay, let's talk to Kyle in Nashville. Kyle?
Yeah.
What's yours?
Book reading.
book reading?
Book.
Oh, wait, you're playing the first game? The library.
Book reading, book. Wait, Kyle, what could you repeat your entertainment?
Reading books.
Reading books? Okay, so we've started off with rat drag and we've gotten all the way to reading books. Manolo?
Bye.
Well, Kyle, you're getting a custom magnet for reading books. Way to go. Okay, let's talk to Molly in Flavortown, Ohio. Molly?
Cats and rats yoga.
What?
Cats and rats yoga. Cats and rats learning to do yoga with each other.
With each other. Oh. With each other.
Who's the instructor?
Mickey Mouse.
Thank you, Molly. That was right after reading books. We have cats and rats yoga with Mickey Mouse. Thank you so much. Seems like we've got a lot of consistent responses to this game. Seems like everyone's like, playing their own version. Yeah, perfect.
Disney Plus is running out of ideas, it turns out. Who would have thought?
What do you think, Manolo? Molly, you're getting a custom magnet for that beautiful Pixar idea. Thank you so much. Okay, looks like we're talking to Kyle in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Hey, Kyle.
Okay, right. Kyle. There we
Hello.
Go.
Hello.
Hi.
Mine is cat stalking competitions.
So my idea.
My idea is there's an arena, and it's like an obstacle course with all sorts of places for cats to hide, and you just drop a little mechanical mouse in there, and the cats compete to see who can get the mouse first.
What was the name of it? Cats?
Cats stalking competitions.
Oh, like stalking. Like
the cats are the ones who are stalking.
And so Molly from Flavortown misunderstood and said that she would definitely stalk some cats. So
in a warehouse?
I think that there's a misunderstanding about who's stalking who.
I will take suggestions on a better name.
Mm-hmm. So... And Carly from Munich just said, make stocking for the cats. That was S-T-O-C-K-I-N-G. Seems like there's a lot of misunderstandings about this one, but Manolo, what do you think?
I like all those angles.
Kyle, congratulations. You're getting a custom magnet.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, goodbye. Seems like there's... Wow, it seems like people just expect them now. Okay, let's talk to Wilder from Birmingham, Alabama. Wilder?
Hello. So they have to be rat-themed, is that it?
No. No one said that. Okay. No one said that at all.
Okay.
In fact, Hannah steered us down a terrible river. And some
river
people like
rats.
Kyle are over here saying, oh, how about we do reading books? How about we do that? And everybody else says, no, let's make it sick and twist it.
So a couple weeks ago when they were tearing down the Confederate monument here in Birmingham, I was watching on Facebook Live and I would screenshot whenever people would say racist things. And then I later like to expose them. And that's kind of a form of entertainment.
Mm.
And what would you call that?
Rad exposure therapy.
Wait, R-A-T? Rat?
Yeah, Rhett. Rhett. Rat no, exposure R-A-T, therapy.
Rat okay.
Wow. Wilder, congratulations. You're getting a custom magnet. And
thank you.
That's great. Thank you, Wilder. Okay, let's talk to Gigi and Alex. Gigi and Alex, you got one?
Yes. So it's a cappella, except you can't sing. You just have to use noises you can make with your body. And now I'm also thinking maybe it should be rats doing it.
What?
Wait, can you give an example?
No. I don't want to.
So it's like beatboxing, but you have to use your whole body and you can't sing. And you're a rat.
Oh,
is that like, you're a rat.
Is that like ham bones? Is that what it's called? Ham bone style or something? Where you're like...
Yeah, no. Sure.
Voiceless acapella?
Yeah, and also it's rats doing it, I think, is what sets it apart.
Oh, that's what sets it apart from... Manolo? Wow, that's a custom magnet for you.
That'd be some talented rats.
And yeah, seems like something I'd love to see. Incredible. Thanks so much. Again, this does not have to be rat themed at all. No one ever said that. Okay, Carly from Munich. We got Carly from Munich.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I would like to suggest, I'm not German. I'm sorry if that's disappointing.
That's fine.
That's okay. You can be anywhere. Oh. You know what I mean?
That's fine. No, yeah. We're all about that. I want to suggest Dancing with the Rats, which is where they bring in different celebrities who have to learn how to dance with different kinds of rats to different styles of dance.
Wait, what is it called?
Dancing with the Rats.
Dancing with the Rats.
You see, like, stars and rats are like, what do you call it when it's like the same letters, but it's mixed up? Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say constellation of rats.
Oh, that would be even better.
Did you ever like look into the subway tracks and be like, hey, it's Orion's Belt?
Okay, I'm going to end this. Okay, thank you so much. Right. This is a lightning round. So thank you for this conversation. And would you want to see if Dancing with the Rats, do you think that's going to get a custom magnet? Nice, Carly. Way to go. Thank you so much for taking us to where you took us. Goodbye. Let's talk to Rick and Sarah from Thank Ted Your Lawn.
Yeah, we have
It was Tom.
No, I'm so sorry.
So this is Big Tom's Lawn Battle 2000.
2000.
Right, so it's made for the millennium.
Sabotage?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Sabotage lawns using various forms like grass sabotage.
Recruiting neighborhood animals to sabotage the lawn with various forms of feces and
urination.
Coaxing the local animals to overrun the lawn.
Recruiting double agents within families to sabotage lawns from the inside out.
Yeah, and also the local rats too.
Also the what?
Local rats.
Oh, of course. So wait, are you saying there are rats being bust into sabotage the lawn?
Yeah, there's all kinds of various forms of lawn destruction.
It's Big Tom's Lawn Battle. You got to do what you can to destroy them lawns.
Oof. Hmm. That's an epic battle.
Well, what's the verdict on that, Manolo?
It's this.
Hey!
Greenlit.
Well, all I have to say to you is TTYL. Goodbye, Rick and Sarah. Okay, let's talk to Justin in Schenectady.
You got it.
Nice.
Mine is teaching rats to do sign language so that they can be interpreters at concerts.
Thank you so much. Okay, Manolo, would you want to just give... Yeah, just kind of do that old dream.
What, this? Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Justin. Got a custom. Okay, really good job. Justin. Okay,
cool.
Thanks so much. Okay. Okay, we're moving on. Let's talk to Sarah in Atlanta, Georgia. Sarah?
Hey.
Hi.
I think it'd be very entertaining if there was a competition to see which small animal was best at riding on a skateboard. So it could be a rat or a salamander. Oh,
okay. Thank you.
Or two rats.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Sarah. Really appreciate it.
Constellation Manolo, of rats just, riding a skateboard.
Manolo, if you just want to give the thing. And
this?
Thanks so much, Sarah. Really appreciate your help with this. Thanks a lot. Got a custom magnet. Yeah, see you later. Okay, guy in Japan. Any way to... Yeah.
Are you Japanese?
No, I'm not Japanese. But my kids are. And my wife.
Yeah.
The kids are because she is.
Gotcha.
Dual citizenship. It's just a lightning round. So Manolo,
I ask a question? Is Dr. Game Show connected to Mr. Game Show? It was like this little robot trivia game I played when I was a kid, like a long, long time ago. And it had catchphrases.
Joe? Like what? Like what was the catchphrase?
Catchphrase would be like,
"Thanks,
like,
Tom."
No. Dig a hole and crawl in. Player
That's a
one.
Catchphrase.
Oh, then yeah. In that case, yes, it is connected. Yes, thank you.
So Mr. Game Show is Dr. Game Show.
No. They're siblings. Okay, siblings. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. So my entertainment is Katbuki.
Like
Kabuki, but with cats. And sometimes they get distracted because they're trying to catch the rats that are around.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
How do you play Kabuki?
That's
No, that's the entertainment.
That's the entertainment. Yeah, rats.
Oh, right.
Well, yeah, thank you so much. Thanks. Gotcha. What do you think, Manolo? Okay, thank you so much.
That's a yes.
Okay, goodbye, guy.
Bye.
Okay, again, we have two more. And again, if you didn't do a rat, we would say hip hip hooray.
parade.
At this point, hip hip parade. Okay, so
it's pip pip parade.
Hip hip parade. Thank you, Liz and Charlotte. Here we go.
All right, so we each have one. Mine is a chicken art gallery, which I suppose could be used for rats, but it's really meant for chickens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A chicken art gallery?
Yeah, we have one.
We have one.
Where?
What do you mean by this?
Are you pointing to it?
Yeah. She's getting it.
It's
Hang on.
Big. Oh, okay.
What are you talking about?
It's
she's
big.
Getting it. What are you talking about?
Is it a room?
The chicken art gallery.
What is that? What are you showing us?
The chicken Lisa here.
Ooh, the chicken Lisa?
This is a Yayoi Katsuma chicken. There's a smart thing. This is two chickens in a bladder on the corner there. What else do we have?
What else?
The other things. Whatever.
There's a pop art chicken.
Pop art chicken. That's mom's. And mine is a chicken obstacle course made out of slime.
No rats?
No rats at all? Well, I guess it could be used for cats. I mean, not cats. It could be used for rats, but it's really meant for chickens because we have 5 chickens currently. And so we... my mom made a chicken art gallery. And
you made all the art, though.
True.
Oh.
But nice. Mine is chicken art gallery. Wait.
People want to know the chickens' names.
Can I do it?
Yeah, go for it.
So we have Fluffmaster. Oh, yeah, they're silky chickens, which means they're fluffy.
Might be on Charlotte.
Thank you so much.
Fluffmaster.
Giorgio Peep.
Cluck Norris.
Amelia Earhart. And Chicken.
What?
Amelia Egghart?
Yes.
And Chicken who?
Little.
Oh, Chicken Little.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this was a nice...
What about Giorgio Peep?
We said Giorgio Peep.
Did we say Giorgio Peep?
Mm-hmm. No.
This was a wonderful respite from rats. I'll tell you that much. Thank
Did
you
we
so
like
much.
Them?
Yes, I liked him. Manolo?
Both of us?
Yeah, you both of you.
Yeah.
Got a custom magnet. Congrats.
Good work.
Goodbye. finally, we've got Wade from Cape Town, South Africa.
Hey, Wade.
Oh, Wade, here we go. I think I got to unmute you. Hold on, Wade. Hold on. There we go. Wade?
You got me?
Yep.
Sorry.
How's it going?
Okay, so my game is called Where's That Doggy Going? Mm-hmm. So you stare out your window until you see like a person and a doggy go by.
Uh-huh.
And then you ask yourself, where's that doggy going?
Mm.
It's not the most thorough game.
Probably to hide from the rat, right?
I was trying to avoid any rat association.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were hinting at it.
And
I thought all the rats were implied.
No, Wade is just trying to get in a classic game of where is that doggy going? And Wade, is this based on personal experience?
Oh, yeah. No, this is a daily game for me.
Like stray dogs?
Oh, no, just like dogs with people.
Hmm.
Dogs just hanging out.
That's exactly what happens. This is what happens too. I just want to say to all of you talking about rats. You got 16 people talking about rats. And finally we get an activity called Where's That Doggy Going? And it's a real standout. Huge standout. Okay? It exceeds beyond expectation. We think, wow, what an excellent activity. Almost everyone's gonna go play that today. So Manolo, what do you think?
I need to find a window, though, to stare out of. I'm in a room with no windows.
Please don't remind me.
You can look into the window of your mind.
Oh, it makes me so sad.
They're only rats in my mind. Sorry.
Manolo, what do you think?
Okay.
That's a custom magnet.
Yeah, we got it there.
Wow. Thank you, Wade. Thank you. Wade. Where's that doggy going? So there you go. So this is your chance now to, those were our games. That was Banjo Firestone. We also have Dadcronym and Dr. Rooms, which you can vote for. So feel free to vote for that. And looks like someone's voting for Dr. Robo Fart, which was not anything that I said. Someone said Dr. Rat. Again, no, we don't need that. Another person suggested a game called Wade, Where All the Dogs End Up. Mm-hmm. That's a tribute to Wade. Dr. Splish Splash. Dr. Implied Rat. Okay, one person can vote for a game we've played. Just one person can do that. Okay, Dadcronym. Thank you, Justin from Schenectady. Thank you. We got one vote for Dadcronym. Two votes for Dadcronym. This is great. Okay. Yeah, we got this. This is great. Another vote for Dadcronym. One vote for Dr. Rat. Manolo, what are you voting for?
What's Dr. Rat?
I'm not sure. Don't vote for it.
What about Rat Drag?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I mean, I guess you need rats for that.
Uh-huh. You do. What are you thinking?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably Dadcronym.
Dadcronym?
Is that what people are voting for?
Seems like they're voting for that or Dr. Rat Drag, which I feel we've just played. Don't act intrigued by it. We just played Dr. Rat Drag, thanks to Hannah from Canada, okay? That's someone's fault.
But say that did win, what would the rules be?
Charlotte has an explanation.
I feel like Dr. Rat and Dr. Rat Drag are the exact same thing. And the rules are that, well, with Dr. Rat Drag, it just has a theme, which is, so you have to think of a rat, and it wears clothes. With Dr. Rat Drag, it wears different clothing, and with Dr. Rat, you just have to imagine, Joe and Manolo have to guess which rat you're imagining, and what the rat is. And with Dr. and with Dr. Rat's bag, you have to imagine which what clothing.
A magic list?
No.
Can I clarify?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think in Dr. Rat Drag, you describe a rat in clothing?
No. They have to guess what your rat is wearing.
Who's rat?
Say the rat's name.
Who's the rat's name.
Okay, so hang on. Let's do a demonstration. My rat's name is Bananas.
I think your rat is wearing a banana costume. Mm.
So like that.
That's the Dr. Rat Drag.
What?
And if you're right, then the other person gets a magnet, and if you're wrong, then you get a magnet. Actually, no, opposite that. Never mind. Opposite that.
Okay.
Okay.
And Charlotte. For Dr. Rat, here, say it's the same thing, except you have to guess the rat's personality. Hmm. So for Dr. Rat, it would be like my. Rat's name is Pig.
And I think your rat is very hungry all the time.
Yeah, exactly. The rat is always hungry.
So that's the person. Someone can have a personality of being hungry all the time?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I like so that. The choice, yeah. You like that, Manolo? You like having to guess rats' personalities?
I think I'd be good at it.
And rat's clothing.
And clothing.
Uh-huh. So these are two different games.
Well, they can be two. Well, depends on which one gets more votes. So you're either guessing the personality or you're guessing the clothing. Really depends.
It really depends
on which one gets more votes. So yes, these are two different games.
What are the games called again so people can...
Dr. Rat Drag.
Rat Drag is the clothing one,
uh-huh.
And Dr. Rat is the personality one.
Mm.
Right. Thanks a lot, Charlotte. Really, really helpful. Really, really great. Thanks a lot. Okay. Thanks.
By the way, we voted for the Dagcronym one.
Oh. Oh, after all that,
Or Dr. Rat, we voted for. Dagcronym,
Being a voice for that. Okay, thanks so much, Charlotte. Appreciate it. Goodbye. Okay, so let's see. It looks like most people.
Well, what did they vote for?
They're all voting for Dr. Rat Drag, and Charlotte's not even voting for it. Okay, okay, so it's
I don't know how to parse this. I'm sorry.
Okay, it looks like people are voting for Dagcronym and Dr. Ratcronym. Thank you so much, Molly. Really helpful.
We just get the Supreme Court to figure this out.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Charlotte, can you just make a call?
Which one are you going with?
Dr.
Rat Drag or Dagcronym or Ratcronym?
No, we're not. No Ratcronym. No Ratcronym.
Dagcronym or Dr. Rat Drag?
Dr. Rat Drag.
Charlotte! Okay, yeah, thanks so much. Appreciate your help. Okay, goodbye. Okay, so I guess Carly just suggested Rat Bader Ginsburg. Great. That's really helpful. Thank you so much. You've been a pleasure. Someone wants to actually play Where's That Doggy Going? Thank you, Wade, for your input and for your help. It looks like we're playing Dr. Rat Drag next week. Thanks to everyone who submitted games. It doesn't matter because the group will overturn you.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So with that said, that's thank you all for playing. If you wanna Manolo, would you want people to help? Maybe we can get Wilder to help play you out for the credits.
Oh sure.
Okay.
Just Wilder. Me and him?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Wilder, I'm trying to unmute. There you go. Thank you all for playing. Very helpful. Great job. I'm going to do some special thanks.
Okay, go.
Thanks to our producer, Alex and Dan, our mixer.
There Kristen, she is, Dr. Durant.
Maybe Rocky. It's recorded remotely via Zoom in the theme song. It was by Big Huge, but we've lost the track, and now it's just people singing. Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dr. Game Show.
She is Dr.
T-shirt designed by Manolo at Max Fun Store.
Is Dr. Radrag. There she is, Dr. Radrag. There she is, Dr. Radrag.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you so Thanks, much, Wilder. Wilder. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, yeah, guy in Japan just has to get the CV. So there she is. It's Dr. Radrag. Okay, so this is so every episode, Manolo goes deep into space known as his own brain, and he ends up going on tangents that we wonder why, how, who, where, what, when, what do you mean? And so this is a chance for Manolo to kind of explain his thought process and really clue us into where he goes. So this is called the Manolo Minute, and the time starts now.
Okay, so during this episode, there's a lot of dad talk. And it made me write a play in my head. I wrote a play in my head about father and son. So I'm going to perform it for you tonight. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Knock, knock, knock. What? Manolo? I'm going to go out and get food. Do you want any dinner? What do you want? Hot dog. Okay, I'll get you a hot dog. How many? Dad, I have two hands. What do you think? So, two? Yeah? Well, Manolo, I could kind of hold four hot dogs in each hand. Six, if I use a stacking method. All right, fine, Dad. 12. 12 hot dogs. All right, well, I love you. And also, what toppings do you want? I love you too, Dad. Ask if they have oat milk.
What?
If they don't have oat milk, just ketchup. Okay, son. Okay. Smash cut.
Smash cut?
I mean, this is a movie, not a play. So, smash cut to dad runs his errands and he's going back home. A driver drives by. And then this is the driver thinking, whoa, hubbub. Bubba, that's quite a dad bod, I could tell, because he's not wearing a shirt. And also, he's carrying 13 hot dogs, 12 soaked in oat milk, and the 13 just in a classic half and half blackout.
Okay. I don't know what you did with us just now.
I wrote you a film.
Okay. Well, that was the Manolo Minute. It was about 2.5 minutes of a journey I didn't know we would go on. So thank you so
no
much.
No problem. Yeah. Thanks for a cat.
I don't see a cat. I don't see a cat. So the
There's
fact that you just
walked by, there's a cat. Look at him.
I don't see a cat. Oh, I see a cat. Okay. All right. I see the cat.
Where's the cat going?
Yes, of course. Where's the cat going? Okay. Well, thank you all, everybody. Manolo, everybody, stay safe.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
Fight the good fight.
Fight the good fight. Goodbye. Bye.
She needs to know. She's Dr. Game Show, Game Show, Game Show.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.